This is the FM Gold Channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, now we bring you a discussion on non-performing assets of public sector banks. The participants are Vinod Jain, finance expert, and Aditi Furness, journalist.
Finance Minister Arun Jaitley has just concluded a very important meeting with the chief executives, the chief administrators of state-owned banks, specifically on the issue of non-performing assets or NPAs. The total value NPAs in India amount to around 6 lakh crore, which is a lot of money. You can't send that amount of money down the drain. So the question is how this money is going to be recovered. Of course, it will cause everybody some pain. It will cause the bank some pain. It will cause those who have not repaid the money some pain. But some part of this money has to come back to the system because it's your money and my money. Why are NPAs caused and how do you address this problem?
NPA in terms of the Reserve Bank of India regulations result out of non-payment of interest for a period of 90 days or non-payment of the principal amount for a period of 90 days or more. So as soon as you default for more than 90 days, you are called non-performing asset because it's asset of the bank, the loan taken by the company is asset for the bank. The asset is not performing because it becomes doubtful. So from NPA it becomes doubtful, from doubtful it becomes bad. So it's categorized like this.
But when the bank gives you a loan, it takes something from you as collateral for that loan. Why is it called an NPA? It has, the bank has something of yours.
If you really understand this whole process, you know, when a lot of people give collaterals, but in case of all large projects, it is not possible to give collaterals. What is given as security is the main security. The land purchase, the building purchase, the plant machinery created, the debtors and the inventory and so many other assets are there which are mortgaged to the banks. Now that those assets are available, but those assets, whether they are able to produce enough that they are able to really repay to the bank. The question actually arises, can the bank actually realize, sell those assets, to whom they should sell? It is a business, it is not asset. Suppose it is only your car, which you have given as security, car can be sold to anybody. But can a large petrochemical complex, can it be sold to somebody? Can a large, very steel complex, can it be sold to somebody? Will there be a buyer, in spite of being debt? So these are issues which are there. They can always have their right to sell those assets. But selling is not the question. Because when you go and sell in distress, against 50,000 crore loan, you may get only 20,000 crores as consideration if somebody buy it, and you need very large buyers. Out of 6 lakh crore, 80-90% loan is by large borrowers who have borrowed 20,000 crores, 10,000 crores, 50,000 crores. Some people have gone up to 90,000 crores. So they have set up very, very huge complexes actually. So government do not want to kill those businesses because employment is involved.
Of course.
Employment is involved and a lot of people are dependent on this. The whole country's structure also. You're getting goods also out of them, steel, cement, so many things, power is coming. So you can't kill those businesses.
So if a solution is to be found out, then at times the rate of interest is so high that banks, that a person who's taken a loan is unable to pay it back. At times the enabling environment is just not there. At times there are policy errors which you go into a business thinking it's going to do very well and then the government policy changes and you find that you are down the drain. This has happened in a countless number of cases, including, you know, the setting up of fabs or the issue of, and that's why we today in India, we don't have a mobile phone industry. We have only assembly, no real fabrication because the government of India put out a policy on fabs and then withdrew it. So how do NPAs arise?
No, NPA actually arises due to several reasons. One is, of course, policy reasons, as you rightly said. Second, you know, after 2008, the international debacle came and the international market was bad. Last 2 years, we have seen the commodity market is so bad. Internationally, the prices have fallen very significantly. Steel, for example, prices internationally has reduced by 25, 30, 40% also in some cases. And similarly, cement prices went down. Similarly, various other products prices went down. Sugar was passing through its own problems, you are aware. Sugar cane growers and between sugar cane, they were not getting even money for payment. They did not have adequate money. Then the government came to their support. The current government actually came for their big support. Now sugar has fortunately been able to come out, but they also have a huge debt and they also have huge
NPAs
also. So similarly, steel industry, power sector was not operating at all. Power sector has big problem. The plants were there, but there was no halfway plants were implemented. Banks stopped giving the money because there was a policy paralysis. So there were so many issues. But that is not the only reason. There are more reasons that people have expanded their businesses beyond their means. That means if I am investing 100 rupees, I should borrow either 100 rupees or 50 rupees or 200 rupees. But people have borrowed 900 rupees. So against 10,000 crores, you have borrowed 90,000 crores. It is too serious. How will you really take care of the interest? Interest is a very
not sustainable.
You very rightly say interest rate is highest in the country. Internationally, the interest rate is 2%, 3%, and LIBOR is only 1.5%, 1.6%. So at the best, these kind of rates, internationally people borrow. We need to compete with those international people borrowing at these rates. So these are the issues which ultimately result into NPA. Some solution has to be found out.
So what is the solution? For instance, the government can run the business if private sector entrepreneur is unable to run it, or the government can change the policy. What is the solution?
You see, government running the business is also a big issue. Whether government is in businesses to run businesses is a question which is being raised. Every time people talk, you disinvest the current businesses. I think government actually will have to do a mix and match of various things. No single solution can be found for each and everybody. It has to be case to case basis.
So one size does not fit all.
One size cannot fit all, and I think it has to be done very carefully, because tomorrow no allegation should also come either on the bank officers or on the Ministry of Finance or on the government that some sides have been taken. You are already aware how much Kingfisher case is becoming talked about by people. So there are all kind of issues there, maybe for whether they're for good reason or bad reason, it is being criticized.
If today I take a loan and I want to settle it and I'm unable to settle it, but I can repay some part of it. Tomorrow, as a bank official, I will be under scrutiny. As a private sector entrepreneur, I will be under scrutiny. I am under scrutiny of the CBI, I am under scrutiny. And now, thanks to the judgment of the Supreme Court, even private sector banks are open to investigation.
The private sector banks are not away from corruption, actually, to tell you strictly. And I think there are all kind of allegations even now, how 10,000 crores capital you have given, so much loan, it has become 90,000 crores. And why did you allow so much expansion when the person did not have that capacity? People don't give easily loans. Suppose you and me go tomorrow to take a loan for our house or for a small and medium-sized company, they will insist on collateral security. But in case of large cases, it is not becoming possible to have collaterals. Because nobody will have that collateral. Ultimately, big industries have to be set up. That is where financial planning and financial management had been compromised in past in certain cases. In certain cases, money has been diverted by the entrepreneurs. They did not bring promoters' contribution. They possibly did over-invoicing of the expenditure and took out money from that. So there are all kind of allegations which are there. So it has to be done very, very carefully. Our suggestion, which we have been debating in the financial circle, is that I think government is also thinking on similar lines to set up committees for this purpose. I think if we can have learned people who can be appointed in each individual case, separate committee should be set up. Case-wise, maybe four or five people representing different interests. Of course, these people with big integrity and impeachable track record will be definitely necessary. They should know their industry very well. Some people could be financial expert. Some people can represent banking sector. Some people can represent Reserve Bank of India and government also. I think it can be a mix and match of everything. But five, six people can really work out a possible solution. And then that possible solution should also be, all those individual cases can be referred to another high-powered committee, which can approve all such cases based on those recommendations. That high-powered committee can also consist of another set of intelligent and learned people who understand what the basic implications. What I am trying to say is that it makes sense for the government to convert a part of the loan into equity and maybe take majority ownership wherever possible, wherever government think all right. For example, it is a steel factory, Steel Authority of India can actually manage it tomorrow. Or maybe if a minority you convert, then the same owner will continue there.
But have such takeovers in the past been successful? To my knowledge, not really.
I have one experience in past. I know I don't want to name the case, but some very large case, the State Bank of Patiala took over their management. I know personally knowledge. It's a very large house today. And today also, again, they are saddled with similar problem. So State Bank of Patiala took over their management. That means they appointed their CMD as well as their chief of finance. Only two or three people they appointed. And then after they took over, it took them 1.5-2 years. The company suddenly started doing very well. And they came out of their woods, and I think the bank also recovered all their money, and ultimately the company became highly valued company thereafter. I'm not saying the banks will have magic in their hand or the government appointed people will have magic in their hand. It is very important for them to do first financial restructuring. But financial restructuring, going for a private person again and again, I don't want to take names. There are people who are in this list who have many times taken such benefits, and then again they become a non-performer. So some solution which is long term. They can't be allowed to benefit from their own fault. So So it is very necessary that certain minimum benchmark is kept on the performance. If they are not able to come up to that performance, then entire debt can be converted into equity. Or maybe part of the debt can be waived in that case, because then their equity capital can be sized down, that can be cut down. Today you invested 10,000 crores, I'll convert, treat it only 100 crores and convert a very significant amount of loan into equity, and then balance loan can be waived off by the person who actually owned that equity. He can bear that. In that case, it will be possible to bear some burden in that case.
In some cases, one suggestion that has been made is banks, especially public sector banks, do a lot of other work. They do priority sector lending, they do a whole lot of other things, they give education loans, they give housing loans, etc. Because of bad loans, the entire system of public sector banks, their priorities are compromised, their entire structure becomes kind of dysfunctional.
I would not like you to single out public sector banks, because same problem for NPA is very huge even in private sector banks. I don't want to name bank, but it is very clear ICICI Bank and several other banks have really suffered very badly out of NPA. The banks have suffered, the concerned industries have also suffered.
So the solution, one solution that the chief economic advisor Dr. Arvind Subramanian suggested, was to sequester all these bad loans in something called a massive mega bad bank, which will only address issues of NPAs.
I don't know whether that is really needed. It may become too much at one place also, because for example, State Bank of India, they have 65,000 crores of NPAs. There is a separate department, there is a separate joint managing director, there is a separate total team who is working on it. So similarly, even if you merge the entire banking sector, like entire 6 lakh crore may come at one place, or maybe 7 lakh, 8 lakh crore may come at one place. How will this solve? Ultimately, solution is what is important. You know, this kind of
Restructuring
will not. No, this is actually no restructuring. Because ultimately, unless this amount is solved, these people cannot work in the other banks. How the banks will really lend them money unless these issues are solved? Because these entrepreneurs will not be able to work. And banks, in any case, will have to take a cut in that case. When they transfer this money, you have seen asset reconstruction company what has happened. The debt was transferred at 20%, 10%, 15%, 30%. But asset reconstruction company, they are also specialists. They could not really solve this. Most of the cases remain unsolved. So these issues have to be addressed very differently, especially in case of loans which are 500 crore plus. All those cases. In case of smaller cases, you definitely should have to give detailed package of release and concessions. And of course, there also it has to be done carefully through a committee structure, etc. But 500 crore plus loans, all loans have to be individually addressed. That I think government is very serious.
As is particularly for small entrepreneurs, those who start their business from scratch, who are professionals, after all the government has itself has floated several schemes for those who are not traditional entrepreneurs. They want to do a startup, they want initial capital, they want to turn their business into a major industry. What advice would you give to these tiny or small entrepreneurs?
My advice to these people should be that they should actually take the risk to the extent they can really bear it. Ultimately, whatever money they take as loan, it is for repayment. It is not that government will come tomorrow and do some
bail
kind of a waiver for them, bail them out. The people who do with this intention, they never succeed in life, they never grow. People who pay the banks in time, they keep on growing and prospering. You know, unfortunately, a section of the borrowers, this tendency has come that this money of the banks is like a free money. And that kind of a feeling itself is a major reason for this disaster. A lot of people don't have even enough capital on their own. They feel that 100 rupees project they will implement in 200 rupees, and balance money of their equity also
goes into their pocket.
Either in their pocket or their equity portion also come from this partly. So these kind of people are definitely going to fail because interest rates are so.
You would advise no sharp practices?
Only those people really succeed who plan with due care. Contingency is very important. Most important is equity. And when you especially go for larger projects, one should concentrate on equity. Borrowing has to be kept at minimum. Internationally also, all large companies, if you see, they are mainly 80-90% equity, balance 20-30% loan. But in our country, there is no alternative also, because so much capital is not there. Government need to plan something so that capital can be also channelized into equity and people can really expand businesses on that basis.
I think the problem of bad loans is like a spot on the face of a very beautiful lady. It can detract, it can ruin the beauty, it can take away all the attraction, all the aspect of aesthetics from the entire structure.
You're absolutely right.
So this needs to be addressed immediately, and I'm sure that the finance ministry and the finance minister will take due care to see that NPAs come down. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on non-performing assets of public sector banks. The participants were Vinod Jain, finance expert, and Aditi Fadnis, journalist. The program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnstalks@gmail.com.